buckshot something in a shotgun shell. I don't know.
Ask your parents about buckshot. Ask your father about gumbo.
Gumbo.
Because I think that may be the same. If you had some swampy land and you wanted to get the water off it and say you wanted to...
to drain it.
What would you dig to drain it off?
A trench.
Would you still call it a trench if you dug it big enough to where a boat could go through? Like a rowboat or something?
No, it wouldn't be a trench anymore. It wouldn't be a creek. It would be, let's see. I don't know. I don't even know what it would be.
What would you call a small rise in land?
A hill?
Any other name?
If it was very small, it'd be just a mound.
Open the door, you take hold of the door.
Knob.
Hmm?
Knob.
Do you ever use that word talking about land?
No.
And something a whole lot bigger than a hill.
It's a mountain.
And the rocky side that drops off sharp.
Is a cliff.
And several would be several.
Cliffs.
And up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place would be a...
Okay, I should know this because we were going to go to Colorado. And we talked about it. It'd be a pass of some sort.
Okay. And gunfighters on television, for every man that they'd kill, they'd cut a little...
notch.
And if you had a heavy rain, maybe down a hill or down a slope, the water washed some of the dirt away. It'd leave a little.
Okay, you sit there and it's, I don't know why I was thinking landslide. That'd be with rocks. I don't know.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Kind of like a trench, like you cut it on purpose, but it would, it just formed. Or like if you had a, I don't know if it rains that heavy around here, but if you had a area all plowed up, ready to plant, and then it rained, the water would wash off and leave.
Okay, I know what you're talking about, and I don't know what I'm going to say, but I can't think of it. I know it wouldn't be a trench. It would be... like a furrow. I don't know.
Do you ever get a ditch or gully?
Yeah, a ditch and gully. Gully we have.
What's a gully?
It looks like something left by an earthquake. No, it's just... it's like a narrow... it's like a narrow, very narrow creek. Or something like that, and it, the one that we've got is always dry until the lakes overflow, and then it fills with water. I was gonna say, and a ditch is what's out front of our house, on each side of the road.
The county people put.
Uh huh.
What if something like a gully, only like you said, like an earthquake had been there? It's huge. I mean, possibly even big enough to fit a house in. What would you call that?
Like a canyon?
Okay. What about draw? Did you ever use that?
I've never used it. I think I might have heard Daddy use it. But usually it's gully. Yeah, gully.
But your father would say?
He probably wouldn't use it. He'd probably use gully first. But I think I've heard him say before, a draw.
Was that the same as a gully?
Something maybe more on the size of a ditch. Something smaller, not as deep.
Mm-hmm. What's the salt water out here? What's that called?
On the bay?
Okay.
In the bay.
What does the bay flow into?